You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
Be in the building, you know what's good.
What it do, baby? What's up, Rosé?
Not much, just chilling, surviving another day.
I was just about to say, how you doing, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love it. That's really what I want to hear. Blessed Friday, you know what I'm saying? Last day of the work day for me of the week. We lit, you already know. I got the buds on deck. I got my Budweiser right now on deck right now as we speak.
Uh-huh.
We in the building, bro. We ready. I told you I was ready. I'm so excited for this show. I've been telling you like throughout the entire week. Well, I've been at work. Work's been fucking crazy. I'll be honest with you. But today was probably the best productive work day at the office, man. I will say a lot of shit got done today, like a lot of shit. So I'm extremely happy. So, I'm just very glad and grateful to be here right now, bro.
Yeah. It's always, I mean, sometimes we go on life without counting our blessings and thank God for what we got.
No, absolutely.
Whatever intellectual being you believe in.
No, you're right. But yeah, man, we got a lot to discuss about today. I'm excited. There's a lot of good stuff, I would say, for the week. Very positive things, I would say. I would start off with Raw 30. Raw is XXX. I don't know why they thought about that.
that just sounds bad.
It was extremely bad. I don't understand why they did it.
Me neither.
But
well, Triple H is always gonna. You notice? I don't know if you noticed, but like beyond the DX stuff, Triple H always makes like penis jokes or sex jokes. So it wouldn't, you know, that doesn't really surprise me, especially watching a lot of old stuff.
Yeah,
the last couple of days I've been off.
Yeah,
a lot. I've noticed Triple H and a lot of Triple H's verbiage back in the day. A lot of penis and a lot of sex jokes in general.
OD, nah.
Like, yeah. I said, beyond the DX stuff.
That is true. That is definitely true. Kurt had his AO moments too. I ain't gonna stunt. He had a lot of AO moments.
Yeah, bro. But Kurt Angle had.
He's funny. Nah, bro.
Triple H, it just seems like it was always sex references with Triple H, you know?
Let me ask you something real quick. I don't want to get into it, but real quick. Can we agree that if we're talking like overall, right? Like overall, you can wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
You have a really well founded, well sound gimmick, and you can entertain. Kurt Angle's definitely top five best ever.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Top
as
five
far as total ever. Package, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Total package. Yeah, he's like top five best ever.
There's not a lot of wrestlers that could do what he did.
He could do it. He could entertain as a babyface. He could entertain as a bad guy. Like. And in multiple forms of being a bad guy too. He could be an annoying bad guy. He was an annoying bad guy when he first there.
Vicious
then he was like a vicious bad guy.
Man.
Like Yeah, he had layers, and he could entertain bad, good. Sexy Kirk. So I don't think anybody could not watch Sexy Kirk and not laugh.
Yep. Sexy Kurt, the stuff with Rey Mysterio, the AO shit with Booker T and Charmel.
Yeah, he was ODing. Yeah, some of the shit he was saying, he was laughing. but nah, bro. Even at Raw 30, that whole segment. A lot of people were like complaining. The people were complaining that they cut the cage match. The way I see it, I'll tell you this. The way I see it is, it's not like they didn't they jumped her. It's not like they didn't do anything. At least they beat her up. They really did. They whooped her ass. Last time I checked,
they could have scrapped the whole damn thing.
Bro, last time I checked, Becky Lynch washed all three of them at the same time. Mm-hmm. And she did it in a merch stand, like a random merch stand.
Yeah.
Like, it was.
They had to get their heat back.
Right. So I don't know. I don't think it was that bad.
It didn't bother me none either. You want to know why?
And they had another women's segment with Bianca, Charlotte, and Sonya Deville again. Sonya Deville has been on TV 4 weeks in a row now, people. I don't want to hear nothing. And I'm pretty sure if she's not feuding with Charlotte at they don't have a match at the Rumble. The Rumble card's really small, which I'm glad. But. Once the Rumble ends, who knows what Sonya Deville is going to be doing. She was just feuding with Charlotte for the past 3-4 SmackDowns.
Who knows, she might get a shot at Elimination Chamber. So.
Right, exactly. So
let me move back to the Becky the thing. To me, that match shouldn't have been advertised for this anyways. It should have been advertised for a Raw afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Give them the cage match in the main event of a Raw, since they like doing it. And let that be the end of it. If that's where they want it to end, then they should let it end there. If not, you can have the match some other time. Like, it didn't need to be squeezed in there with all that stuff anyways, honestly.
Exactly. So
I thought, while, yes, the tribal trial or whatever, you know, went over, I just think that, I think it was all right to cut the women's match.
No, I think I didn't. So too. It was the tribal court was good. I didn't expect Jay to back him up, and Jay was the one person that hated him the most. So it was so nice to see. And I don't know what Jay was on that night, but he was on some like preaching shit, because he was spitting facts. Like, he was like, how many times he took a bullet for everybody in the ring, including you, Oos, and you, the big Oos. Like, and you're saying he's not loyal? Like, what? Like, the way he says it, it's like how we would explain it. Like, what do you mean he didn't take a bullet? Like, he was like, what you mean, Oos? Like, it was just, I loved it. It felt real. I liked it a lot. It was cool. It was like what you would want for somebody to stick up for you like that. Like, it was perfect. And Sammy did. It was, I don't know. It was dope. And then they won the match on top of it. Like,
yeah, but that was good too.
It was a perfect way to open the match. I opened up the entire Raw. I don't care how long it took. It was good.
Yeah,
it's not like it was whack. It was good. Mm-hmm. Everything had a purpose. It all made sense. So.
Yeah, and all the guys that was doing it and participating in it were great too. Amy was fucking great.
Yeah.
Amy was great.
OD. I was like, I want him to play. Yeah, he OD.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, and then
as far as I'm concerned, that was fine.
And then the Legends segment with Imperium, that shit was funny. Like, my man Triple H tried to press him, and I was like, well, I'm retired. I can't do shit. Somebody was like, nah, I'm too old.
Xbox, I'm hurt.
And he's like, I'm hurt. Road Dogg was like, who am I kidding? He was like, Kurt will do it. He was like, no, I won't. Yeah, that shit had me weak, bro. He was like, no, I won't.
Yeah, but then in the middle of the match, Kurt Angle was kind of pressing Gunther there a little bit. I don't know. Yeah, heard these rumors about Kurt Angle wanting to come back and redo that last match again.
You think he's deadass?
It could be. Kurt Angle got a hip replacement. What was it, sometime last summer?
You nah, don't get me high, bro. You know how much me and Wifey watch old Raw SmackDowns. We see Kurt a lot.
I'm just saying. I grew up on Kurt Angle too, his greatness.
Yeah, he's OD nice. OD nice.
Perk Angle was fucking middle school for me.
Perk Angle was on another level.
So I mean
he was OD.
I mean, of course he ain't gonna be what he was before, but
what you mean?
I mean, at least if he could have a match with a good quality wrestler this time around instead of fucking Baron Corbin.
I didn't like. What was the whole point of that? It made no sense.
Well, Vince wanted to make a heel out of Baron Corbin. Nobody cares. But the problem is, nobody cares about Baron Corbin.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what? Like, okay. Hold up, real quick. I'm not. Me and RJ promised we wasn't gonna roast nobody on the show, and I'm really gonna stick by to that. I don't want to, but I do want to say this. What fucking accolade does that dude have? Like, be real. Like, honestly, I don't mean to be a dick, but, like, come on, people. What accolade does he fucking got? That one U.S. title ring? That
one U.S. title ring?
The one money in the bank? The one money in the bank win that he fucking lost? Man, fuck out of here.
He lost the gym to my balls.
Like, I don't even want to hear nothing. Like, stop, people. Like, I don't want to hear nothing. Don't.
I don't think it's the people. I think it was Vince.
Like, but
you know, Triple H ain't doing nothing with him.
The only thing you can give to him is that he's like one of the safest workers ever. Besides that, I don't know. Really,
and he's gonna get a finish.
Yeah, and that finisher is fire. But like the theme, his theme song's gone. It's been years since I've heard a good theme song for him, and it was his first one, coincidentally. You know, when like I don't know. Oh, I'll give him this. The gear he's been wearing has probably been the most decent shit I've ever seen him wear.
And that's what the gear's wearing now?
Yeah, it's decent.
Yeah.
Decent. Okay, at best. Like, I see he's trying to incorporate a logo for his name, like, with the letters on his pants. Fine. Yeah. Just get rid of the black and gold, because you know Bobby Lashley does shit like that. Why would you copy someone's color scheme? Don't do that. Get your own, like, type of thing. But, whatever. I can give him that. Other than that,
I just think they're wasting JBL on him too.
Like, no, fuck JBL too. Fuck JBL.
I think JBL should be managing somebody else. If you're going to use JBL, I know you don't like him, but I'm just saying in general, if you're going to use JBL, why not use him for somebody that can get over? Because Baron Corbin, I think haven't we gotten past the point of nobody really cares about Baron Corbin? The dude can't even take his shirt off, for fuck's sake. Kidding me?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Come on, it's done, man.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're
and
right,
he's not—he's not a guy that can hold you, man, on the mic. He's not that guy.
Yo,
I give Baron Corbin credit though. He's a guy that's committed to being a heel. I will give Baron Corbin that, but he is just drizzling, man.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, people. Like Monty said, me and him just—we wanted to be in a great mood.
No.
I just had to bring up Baron Corbin.
No. You're right. He's no. You're right. I hate him though. He's whack. Like I don't. He's definitely whack. But anyways, no. You did hear Brock Lesnar on SmackDown. I think I'm pretty sure he's just gonna say he's gonna be in the Rumble, and then he's probably gonna eliminate Bobby somehow, some way. Like Bobby, I guarantee you, Bobby's gonna eliminate somebody, right? And then Brock's gonna eliminate Bobby right after. Like I guarantee that's so.
Yeah, I guarantee you, Big Brock gonna get his ass whooped too.
Yo, okay, so.
I heard business said
several times. Let me tell you something real quick. Brock's asking for it, bro.
He is. Well, I mean, the last time we saw him, he got his ass. Bobby Lashley jumped him last time we saw him.
Look, listen.
So he had to get his one
Brock,
back.
Brock cost Bobby to lose the U.S. title, then lose his rematch title match against Theory.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's gonna eliminate him, bro. You asking to get choked out? You asking to die for real? Bobby Lashley gonna choke the life out of you? You wildin', bro? You tested the wrong dude, and I'm pretty sure they're probably gonna do that Mania, and I'm so happy if that's what they're gonna do.
Yeah, they can't waste that Elimination Chamber at this point.
No, you think that's what they're gonna do it?
I hope not. Nah, so that's I'm saying stupid, they better do it at WrestleMania because it would be a waste to do it at Elimination Chamber at this point.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think if you do Sami Zayn versus Roman Reigns at Elimination Chamber, even though people are probably gonna want him to probably win the Rumble now. I think. I don't know. We'll get into that, but oh man. You wanna get into the tribute show on Wednesday night?
I only saw the main event, and that's all I wanted to see, and yeah. It was great.
Yo, okay. I was telling my feed this while we were watching. I was like, bro, they had the nerve to block Mark Briscoe from wrestling when within the first 5 minutes of the match, Mark Briscoe was more smooth in just the fundamentals than literally 99% of the roster that they have currently that wrestle on Dynamite. I was like, and y'all wanted to keep him off TV? What's wrong with y'all?
Because they don't care about wrestling, man.
It was so upsetting. I'm like, bro, this dude is so good, and y'all was blocking him. Why? Because what? Like,
because of his break. Because what his brother said.
Yeah,
it had nothing to do with wrestling. Zero to do with wrestling.
But hey, man. I heard that going forward that he's allowed to be on it. Bro, they better sign him. And I don't know if he picks a non-aware person to defend it or he defends it dolo. But, bro.
They should just retire those belts and bring in do a Ring of Honor, another tag team title tournament or something.
Yeah, they should have him be Claudio immediately.
Nah, because then you're going to have fans being, oh, the only reason why he beat Claudio is because of his brother.
Oh, true. Yeah,
that's the last thing we need. Especially if... But, to be fair, they ain't doing jack shit with Claudio on that
belt
anyway.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
But they damn sure ain't going to do nothing with him either.
I know.
Like I said.
They don't care about the wrestling. You're right.
The only reason why they would do something with him is because his brother is dead. And that's the last thing you need.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Yeah,
I mean, that's a fucked up feeling.
That is literally the only reason why they would. And honestly, I don't even think Mark would even want to do it without him. So, like, Mark would just stick to doing, like, the shit that he was normally doing. Like, as if Jay was still here, you know? So, no, you're right. I can see that, too. I can see him not trying to do anything going forward, too. Like, himself.
I think he'll have his feuds. I think he'll have a crack at championships. Just I don't think at the main event level.
Yeah, that's true.
Like he's got not to put a lid on him, but Jay was the more serious brother. Mark has always been the comedy, you know?
Yeah.
The yin and yang there. They're both dangerous guys, but Mark is more the comedic relief, and Jay was the more serious. I'm gonna whoop your ass, boy, you know?
Yeah. I feel you.
Now it'd be strange all of a sudden. That's like if the Dudley boys are still in their prime and they split them up in WWE, Devon gets the world title, but Bubba Ray Dudley gets nothing. That's weird. Wasn't that weird?
Yeah. But no, yeah, they got a million for that show. I'm so happy. I'm just hoping next week it don't fall off, you know.
I want it to be sustainable, but I don't have faith that it will be sustainable.
If they come back with like 950, I'll be hyped. I'm like, damn, they only lost 50K. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad at all.
But I'm scared. Like, if it drops so much, like then. You're going to have fans saying, oh, they only got the million because they did the tribute show, yada, yada, yada. It's going to be a fucking seesaw. It's so annoying.
Wednesday will tell the tune whether that was the reason or not.
Is anything announced? I wonder.
Timothy Thatcher versus Bryan Danielson.
That's just going to be fire, bro. I ain't going to stop. We like Timothy because we watched his NXT days in black and yellow.
Yeah. That shit was great.
We used to review dudes on Homeboy, too. He used to fight everybody.
Yeah. He used to lock people in the chicken wing in the goddamn arm bar, you know?
Yeah, we used to watch his shit, so...
That shit looked like a serial killer.
And he's fighting, like, Bryan Danielson, like, so... That's gonna be good. So, shit. And what else? Oh, yeah, Darby's fighting Joe, right? I hope Joe's into that.
Yeah, I know.
I need Joe to get that shit back. It makes no sense for Darby to be fucking.
To be honest with you, Monty, I don't care. I do not care. I don't care.
Yeah, it makes
Darby Allin versus Samoa Joe. Who cares?
I know, like, I can't believe, like, what was the point of him fighting, having those championship defenses, like, in between? It makes no sense.
Is Wardlow coming back?
Right.
I read something
that he's like apparently injured of some bullshit.
He's injured.
Yeah, I don't buy it. Dude. I don't think.
Well,
he's
let's hope he
injured.
Is. So I hope he's injured. For the sake that he ain't on television right now.
Where,
if not,
man got bitched out. Man got bitched out to a dude that don't even got the title no more.
I know.
That's what gets me so tight.
Like, I know.
The dude don't even got the belt no more. And he lost to a 70-pound high schooler in some jean booty shorts and some leggings, dog. This shit is crazy. What? This shit is... What? And we talk about Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe, the man who literally, on the mic, in his face, bitched out Brock Lesnar. Losing to a 70-pound-year-old in some jean booty shorts. My man wears black now. You saw that now, right?
Yeah.
Black jean booty shorts, so that way they're not too noticeable. Oh, you heard me, Darby? Yeah, I peeped it. That's the guy, homie. Fuck out of here. You a grown-ass man wearing jean booty shorts and some leggings under. Boy, cut this shit out.
What? Cut the shit.
Cut this shit out. Yeah, people always used to clown John Cena. At least he was wearing men jean shorts. The fuck? They were to his knees at least, or just almost above the knee. Fuck out of here. The district, like, get the fuck. Don't smack me. And be like, oh, put some respect on Darby. Bro, I weigh more than Darby. I'll fight on my damn self. What? What type of shit is that? What type of threat is that? What type of, like, what? RJ, come get some, yo, get these, yo. Imagine somebody telling that to you. You. Yeah, watch your mouth. Just talking to Darby like that. What?
I'd be laughing just like this.
Literally, like, bro.
Wait, Darby, what is Darby gonna do to me? He's gonna stare me to death?
Right? Like, yo, RJ, people.
I could pick Darby up with one hand and bench press him, man.
Literally, so, I don't know. You get why I'm so pressed about this whole, like, TNT title.
I just don't care about this feud anymore. Like, I just wish they would move on.
This is the only
something
thing I don't
else
like.
for both guys.
They have a title that is just, it's in limbo. I just feel like, when was the last time you thought the title was meaningful? And I feel like we have the same answer.
When Wardlow first won it.
Yeah.
When he first won it.
Yeah, because
I was excited to see what they would
run.
Do it. Yeah, I was excited to see what Wardlow was going to do with it, because you and I are both big Wardlow fans, and I was hoping to see if he would do something nice, have some really good high-profile matches. To me, I mean, he's had fine matches with the belt, but to me, in my opinion, there were no real big standout matches to me that he had for that belt, and so it just felt like it was just, to me.
Bro,
and then he lost it, and it was like,
They had him fight, like, Ryan Namath and, like, a bunch of jabbers.
Who cares? It's Dolph Ziggler's brother.
That's
like,
what I'm
come
saying.
On, people,
like,
come
it
on.
So, it pissed me off. That's why
stop
I didn't like
it. Like he's beating Chris Jericho.
The run was garbage. It was bad. I didn't like it. I hated it. But
no, you love Wardlow, you know?
And I love Wardlow. He's literally,
the
like, top three favorites of mine in the company alongside, Pac and I don't know. I'll say Ricky Starks my number three. I just hate that he's in this little mess with JS. Cause I hate this. I hate JS. It's annoying. It's annoying as far as given though. Like I hate seeing Sammy Guevara. Even but that task match wasn't that bad. I will say. Ricky Starks does that spear different. I love that he catapults himself into it. That's really cool. I don't know.
Like he lunges himself back.
Yeah, it's really dope. And whoever takes, like, it's cool. I like it. Like, I like how he does it, and I like how Lashley does it. Because Lashley does that little spin after. It's so crisp.
The fucking roll. Even Luke stole it.
Yo, that crisp is beautiful. Oh my, it's so beautiful. It's like,
yeah.
Damn.
You heard Monty was so good that Moose stole it.
Fuck Moose. Wannabe. I hate him so much. No. Come on, no roasting. Stop. You can't do it to me.
I just saw that Moose promo he cut on Matt Cardona before we started the show.
Yeah.
And it was so bad. Moose is so horrible on the mic.
Thank you. He's so bum. He's like,
Matt Cardona, your wife is a whore. Or something like that. I'm like, huh?
I said, ooh, I don't know.
Beats me, yeah. Shit. I ain't never slept with a woman before.
Huh?
I said, beats me. I don't know. I never slept with a woman before. I don't know what she sleeps at nighttime.
I don't fuck with him. He's whack. He's terrible.
Moose!
So terrible. If Terry Crews could be in wrestling, he'll be better than you. And you're a wannabe. That's so bad. Like, how is he better at you at your job? Jesus Christ.
Oh, but Terry Crews was in WCW for a hot minute.
Oh my god, even worse.
In the Battle Dome.
Oh my god, Moose. You pissed me off. It makes it worse.
Yeah, but you remember that? He was T-Money.
Oh, wow. You know what, Moose? You're a fucking bum. You're a fucking bum.
That's it. That's all the time we're getting you today, Moose.
Literally, that's it. You're a fucking bum. Tonight... is there anything besides that? Cross versus Ray.
Cross versus Ray. Hit Row versus... Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. And Imperium versus Legato.
Imperium versus Legato.
Yeah,
that might be actually really good.
That's
gonna be popping. I think Imperium's gonna win that though.
Yeah, I think Imperium is gonna win that.
I think Imperium's gonna eventually win those titles, so that way Imperium looks legitimately like a threat.
I'm good with that.
Me too. I think so. I think that works. I think it's perfect because Gunther's gonna have a long IC title run. Whoever he defends it against, I mean, he's gonna retain. There's no questions asked. There should be no thought into that. Like, he should have a long run. He should definitely break. If they want to, they could try to break the Honky Tonk Man shit. Cause get that shit out of here.
Yeah, I'm with that. I think they should get that out of here.
If there's anybody that could break it, it's definitely Gunther. And he's been putting on fucking classic after classic. At every pay-per-view they made him fight at, he's going crazy.
And you know the thing about Gunther? But his reign doesn't even feel that long.
It doesn't.
Because he's consistently working with it, you know?
Yeah, and he's had it, what?
Before ever since June. Ever since June.
Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, he could definitely hold it until June and then past it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd do that. Fuck it.
Because if you really think about it, Mania's in April,
mm-hmm.
Right? Honky Tonk Man is like 434 days, some shit like that. That's not that long.
No,
that's not that long after Mania. Because you said he had it what? In June, you said? So June.
Yeah, he won it in June, yeah.
Yeah, so June after April is what, two more months? May, June? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, two more months, and then he hits his 365 day mark. Yeah, that's not that long after. If they decide to do bet. If they decide to do Clash, like in somewhere UK again, he could hold it all the way until like August, and he'll break it.
Yeah.
He'll break it by the time he goes into the UK paper if they want him to lose. You know, so that way the crowd pops for like, I don't know, Sheamus or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows if they can run that back a year later down the line and do like a part two for the title and then boom.
I think he'd do it with another like stipulation attached to it.
Probably right, you know? Who knows? So,
Sheamus' last chance or something like that.
Last chance. You can never challenge for the IC title ever again in your life. Like, perfect. And then that's when Sheamus wins, gets his grand slam, and boom, 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 yada, 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 win, win. Because Gunther already broken the reign. He don't need to hold it much longer. And then boom, it's perfect. It will literally be perfect.
Yeah.
Damn, look at that, people. Look at that. We just booked something. Just whoever... We just booked something in, like, August.
if Sheamus don't beat him, just whoever beats him has to be somebody that's credible, you know?
Right, right. I'm just saying, I was just saying Sheamus because he's the only one that wants that title really bad.
Right, and there's a story there, like, right. The internet already knows, so.
Right, exactly, so that's why. But you're right, anybody that should be credible, that looks believable to beat Gunther, then yes, it would make sense. It would definitely make sense.
Yeah.
Don't
the Usos have a match tonight?
They do? No. No, they don't.
There might be some advancement with the Bloodline storyline tonight, too.
Oh, maybe. I'm not too sure. But I know Brock's going to be there, too. He's probably going to announce the Rumble entrant. So let's get into that, actually. The Royal Rumble, our Royal Rumble predictions. It's really not that long of a card, bro.
It shouldn't be.
There's the I don't know what the fuck this is gonna be about. I told Wifey about it, and I'm pretty sure 9 times out of 10 is what it's gonna be. Mountain Dew blackout match.
Pitch black.
Pitch black match. Whatever the fuck.
gotta get it right.
I guarantee that's gonna be a cinematic match. Guarantee you.
I don't know what the fuck kind of match it's gonna be.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be a cinematic. I'm guarantee you. I'm like 7.5 out of 10 pretty sure it probably will be a cinematic match. You don't think so?
Backstage? Sure ain't gonna be cinematic in the middle of the ring.
Well, this ain't the Thunderdome. I don't know, bro.
What kind of movie tricks to go pull in front of the audience?
I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do, but
it's gonna be a lot of gaga, I do know that much.
That's what I'm stay on that.
I don't think it's gonna be cinematic, but it's gonna be full of gaga and smoke and mirrors.
Listen, LA Knight is getting his ass whooped.
I think he's gonna win. I think he's probably gonna get his ass whooped. I think he's gonna win.
Yeah, RJ, what? RJ, I got home, and as soon as I got home, I saw the burn. I saw the smoking. What have you been smoking, bro? You think he's gonna win?
Yeah, I think LA Knight's gonna win. I think Uncle Howdy's gonna fuck over Bray Wyatt somehow, some way. I think Uncle Howdy and Bray Wyatt's the WrestleMania match.
You lying?
No, I'm telling the truth.
You think? You think Bray Wyatt's gonna face Uncle Howdy at Mania?
Yes,
that's fire. Because
I'm fully convinced.
I'm okay with that. It's Bo. I've never really seen them come like face to face before. Like
they only had one match in NXT. And of course, they didn't acknowledge that they were brothers. You know what? I'm lying. They had another match when Bray was teaming with Matt and Bo was a part of the B team. They had a little feud, but they never really crossed paths. They never really touched each other.
So, that's what I'm saying. So like, this would be cool.
Yeah.
And you know what? Man, I gotta sneeze.
Bless you. Bless you again.
Thank you. I took a hit and I started sneezing. Wow. No, but I would not mind that shit, bro.
Me neither. I just think that I just think that LA Knight's gonna get the win. I think Uncle Howdy's gonna fuck over Bray Wyatt. I just got this feeling.
No, I think, you know what? Now that you say that, and then it leading to a Mania match, that definitely makes a lot of sense. And I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
We need
that. That'd be cool if LA Knight wins, because then, hey, he says he got to win. You know him. He's going to talk his shit.
That'd be Bray Wyatt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck his shit. Yeah, of course. So like,
I'm going to the Elimination Chamber. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man, whose game is it? LA Knight.
Yeah,
that's my boy.
I fuck with him, man. He's cool. He's cool as fuck. And I saw his shit with Da Vinci with CVV.
I listened to it yesterday too.
Yeah, that shit was popping, bro. Oh, that's one thing we want to talk about. People, Wifey and I watch. There was a new HBO Max movie animated. Me, RJ, and Wife, honestly. It's just so funny. We're all fans of the fucking DC animation. I think they have really good animated movies. Especially because I'm a fan of Batman, but they're really good. They're really good. I don't know what it is. It's like they're on lock. But this movie was a little fucking, the animation was different, but we like the fact that, It focused on their children for once, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. I liked it.
Yeah, Superboy and Robin.
I never really, you know what, not like watching it, I never really seen a movie where they fully acknowledged that Superman had a son and yada, yada, yada. So, like, this was really cool that, like...
Yeah, they really don't, because
right?
Besides that film, the only time Superboy was ever really brought up was Titans. As recent as Titans.
Oh, that's
and
he, right.
And he's a full-blown man, you know, a full-blown grown man.
Right. Yeah, and he was made in the lab. It's not like...
Yeah.
Like that's why this movie's dope. Like, he hated the mom and shit at first. Like, in the beginning, they show it like, yo, I don't get to spend time with dad like that. Where's dad? Where's dad? Superman. And it's cool. He got thing. And then... I was telling you, like, I fuck with it because the movie's really focused on trying to develop Damian Wayans to, like, be able to, you know, you can be a badass and, like, beat people up or beat up whoever you want, but you can also have friends and trust people. Like,
yeah.
I love that whole thing. They're all in the Batcave and, like, you know, it's so funny, bro. Like, did you notice, like... Superman's son was so hyped that his dad was Superman, but his first thing was like, I get to be Batman. Like, yo, that shit had me weak. Like, damn, my dad is Superman. And the first thing you thought about was, yo, I'll get to meet Batman. Like, I found that cool. Like, and then he got to the cave and he's so hyped. And then Damian Wayne's like, who's this little kid? And he's like, all, you know, like, all uptight on first and like, don't trust him and shit. And then Superman's like, damn, he's like, they remind me of us. And then Batman's like, nah, 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 I was nicer to you. Like, Damian Wayne's is like a dickhead.
Yeah, Damian is straight up a dickhead without a cowl or a mask, period.
Yeah, he was a dickhead to Jonathan at first, man. Like, oh, dude, I was like, sheesh. Let me ask you something. This is the second time I've seen this star fucking, villain. What do you think of this villain? Give me your honest opinion real quick.
Or Starro?
Yeah, give me your opinion on that villain.
Freaky, freaky as fuck, man. Especially the animation for this.
Yeah.
The way he was controlled.
Like,
Starro is a fucking... as a sight to see. A lot of people were legit spooked out about Starro as the villain for fucking Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I was
a lot of casual viewers that never saw Starro before, that didn't even know anything about Starro, thought it was bizarre.
Yeah. I was like, yo.
They was OD Wallow with that shit.
And then in this one, fucking, they took over Superman and Batman. I was like, oh.
And the way he did it, the way Starro did it.
Yeah.
Sucking all their heads.
Like, damn.
Like, dang it. Like, what the hell? And then the animation shots for him was just fucking wicked as fuck.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, nah, boy.
I'm like, son, what the hell?
But
I said some freaky shit, man.
Yeah, what the fuck? But all in all, though, mm-hmm. It really focused on the kids. I fucked with it. And it, like, it kind of gave us, like, a glimpse, like, yo, you know what? That could be the duo that nobody was expecting. Not Batman and Robin, but fucking Robin and Superboy, the fucking sons of the
Super
freaking,
Sons.
It was cool, bro.
It was cool. Yeah, I dug it.
Yeah, it was definitely cool.
Anybody who's interested in that, go check that out.
Yeah, it was definitely cool. It's on HBO Max. It's not that long, like an hour and like 17 minutes. 18 minutes. It's not that long at all. That's another thing that's pretty good about them too. They're not that long. They don't make you sit there for so long. The beginning is the very, very, very brief, and it gets to it. Like, it explains itself throughout all the action. That's what's so good about it. And they never miss. They never miss.
Not at all. Right, so hold on. Hold on, I want to ask you something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if you've seen the trailer for it yet. Hold on, I'm trying to find it now.
No. It's for a movie?
Yeah, what do you think about this new Batman, the Doom that came to Gotham trailer?
Oh, I peeped that.
Yeah. Because Morgan put it on Twitter the other day, and I saw it just before I left work the other day. I'm like, this is out there. You know what I'm saying?
I remember DC like posting like a sneak peek of the trailer, and I was like, oh shit, it was like a minute long. There's something longer than that?
Yeah, this trailer right here. I don't know how long this trailer is.
I seen some shit on DC, like, but I don't know if I don't know how recent it was.
Yeah, but this movie right here looks like it's gonna be something big.
is that the movie that's like the last one that Kevin Conroy's in or some shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. DC posted some shit. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that shit's gonna be popping. It's like his last movie. Yeah, I'm interested. I don't know when it's supposed to come out, though. You know?
Yeah, sometime this year. I don't know when the exact date is.
Yeah, that's gonna be lit.
It is.
Yeah, that's gonna be lit. That's definitely gonna be lit. I definitely agree. Alright, so, I apologize for the digression, people.
No, we had to clear that up because we planned on talking about that for a second.
Yeah. The next match for the card is the women's title match, Bianca Belair versus Alexa Bliss. I don't think Bianca's losing here at all.
No, me neither.
I don't even know if she's gonna lose at Mania, which I think if who I think or I want to win the women's Rumble, if Rhea Ripley wins the Rumble. And she beats I don't know. It's kind of complicated. Because I don't know if Rhea Ripley doesn't win the Rumble, right? I don't see anybody beating Bianca Belair at Mania.
Yeah.
I also can see Rhea Ripley winning the Rumble and still losing to Bianca Belair at Mania.
God, I would hate that.
Me too. Because she's the only one that looks realistically that can beat her. Like,
yeah.
And she's the only heel. That's credible.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And Rhea's somewhat over, so.
Right. So, it depends. It all depends on who wins the women's rumble. If Rhea doesn't win, I don't know who does. I really don't. I don't know. Who, like, any surprise return win? But that's the problem, too. Like, The women's rumble, there's not many women announced.
That's good. That's because all of them are going to be surprises.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why when Nikki Bella was doing her whining and crying the other day about there wasn't a lot of women showing up for the show.
Aren't you going to be there Saturday?
Like, yeah, woman, aren't you going to be in the rumble? And isn't Michelle McCool going to be there? Tori Wilson's probably going to be there. Kelly's probably going to be there. Or Candice Michelle wants a spot. Like, I mean, are you... Come on.
Damn, there's mad women that wrestled for them previously.
I hope Melina's in it. Oh, just give Melina, please. Jesus Christ.
Melina wins what? That was last year or the year before?
Huh?
Was that last year or the year before?
Oh, Melina came back?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was last year.
When was the year Carlito came back? It was during
the year
Thunderdome.
Before.
The year before.
Yeah, Thunderdome. Man,
I want Carlito back. And Chris Masters, you brought up a good point. Have him stand off in front of fucking Bobby. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. Okay, so we already established
Bianca's
Alexa. Yeah. And we already know Roman's gonna be Kevin.
Yeah. So. This is how we get there at that point.
Right, so the women's rumble, bro. Honestly, who do you think's taking it?
Rhea Ripley.
I think so too, right? I don't know. I really don't know who else is supposed to win, or have they not made it that obvious?
I mean, they can go for a shot in the dark and
for the
pick
surprise,
somebody
like Asuka. You think she comes back? You think she comes back as the heel gimmick?
Yeah, but is it gonna be any different from babyface Asuka?
Probably.
Is the offense gonna be any different? If she's gonna come back as with a half a fraction of this of her old Connor gimmick with the face paint and all that shit. I'm gonna need to show up with the bare feet. I'm gonna need her to really give it to some of these tricks. You know what I'm saying?
I really think they need it though. Realistically, I totally forgot because now that you mentioned it, if she comes back during the Rumble, I want her to win. I would definitely want her to win.
Well, if she wins, she better win. She better win the title at Mania. Whoever wins this Rumble has to beat Bianca at Mania.
Listen. If they bring back Asuka bad, she's immediately credible. And then wins the Rumble, then they immediately correct the wrong. And knowing Triple H, you know damn well he's letting Asuka beat Bianca at Mania. Hands down.
Yeah, which I won't mind.
I do not mind either.
Bianca needs some, like we say all the time.
She needs to be humble, not the
humble part. To me, when you're humbling somebody who's bad news.
Oh, yeah, yeah, nah,
Bianca,
nah,
Bianca's not bad news.
Nah, she just needs that one heel. She hasn't had that one heel.
She needs somebody to press her, man.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, right. She hasn't had that one legitimate heel in a minute.
Yeah, Asuka and Rhea, if that's the direction they're going to go into.
I don't even think Bianca and Rhea ever really fought for the title.
Who, Bianca and Rhea?
Yeah.
No, I think they only had one match at NXT, and that was it.
Yeah, so
I don't think the title was on the line. I could be wrong.
Right, so you got to do it. One of the two. I don't know. That's it.
And
that's
they match up physically, you know. You know.
Yeah, you're right. They do. So, yeah,
they fucking mirror each other.
I don't know, man. I think Rhea or Asuka for me. Mm-hmm. That's mine. For the men. Alright, bro. This is where we're going to get into it for a while because this is tricky. Me, selfishly, I think you already know who I want to win.
Yeah.
But I don't know because predicting, I'm kind of being biased. So I don't know. Well, let me just ask you, who do you think is going to win?
I think knowing where we're sitting at right now, I got a feeling that Cody Rhodes is gonna win it.
I hope, man. I fucking hope. He needs to win. I think so. When does he come out?
I think he's coming in at either number one or number two.
You think he's gonna
He's gonna go I feel like yeah. If he comes out at number one and number two, he's gonna win the damn thing.
I think so too.
I think that's a good way to once again put another baby face.
I think they're
step
gonna
in his cap right there.
Yeah,
he competed in the Hell in a Cell match with Torn Pec. He's now his first match back from the Pec. He's gonna go from number one and number two to win the whole damn Rumble.
That's OD. Yeah, right. Come on.
That's shit you can put in the video package.
That's facts. That's facts.
So, I'm just saying, like, I just got a feeling he's gonna win it.
I hope so.
I want him to win it too.
If not him, Sami Zayn. But if there's
Unless they bring back somebody or bring in somebody that's a huge surprise, then maybe go, oh, forget about it.
Right. But
like if they bring in a Nick Aldis, maybe I'd be like, oh, Nick versus Roman at WrestleMania? I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
That could be pretty nice. I ain't gonna lie, even though a lot of people don't know who the hell Nick Aldis is in WWE land, but it'd be good.
Yeah, and I don't know. I really think, for me, it's probably either Cody number one, and if not him, Sammy. All the way. Yeah, I think you give Sammy that Mania spot.
I just think Sammy's gonna get his due in Montreal. Something.
I think so too. Is he even in the Rumble?
I don't know. We don't know.
Holy shit!
But I'm just saying, something regarding him is going to go down in Canada. They don't have him on the poster. They don't have the show in Canada and not have him do anything major on it.
Yeah, come on.
Either they're going to chamber match where he's in it. he gets Roman Reigns one on one, but something as big as happening. I just don't see it happening at WrestleMania for him. Yeah. As far as the world title is concerned.
Oh, for real.
So.
All right, so then, yeah, honestly, if that's the case, then I'm.
Dude, he can't even take his shirt off. You think they're gonna put the world title on Sami Zayn?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, people have to think about these little, the small things sometimes. I'm sorry, yeah, wrestling. Wrestling is a very, very aesthetic type business, you know. Especially in WWE's world, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta look like a champion. Sami Zayn right now, his current incarnation does not look like a champion. Not a world champion, at least.
Yeah.
Might as well give the belt to somebody else we know. Might as well give the belt to my neighbor.
Probably.
I mean, Sami Zayn gotta go. He gotta go back and be on that Sami Zayn 2016 diet. You know what I'm saying?
Back. You know what I'm saying? Cut the long hair. Cut the hair.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I agree. He would have to.
Yeah, I just don't see him as, you know, Bloodline puppy dog, as you know, I don't see that as the world champion.
Yeah.
So, but I did Cody. I did Cody. As far as surprises go, I mean, we've been throwing shit out there for weeks. I don't know, but WWE was the, you know, they're supposedly they're very happy with what they got. So,
I wonder what that means.
It means they got some damn good surprises that they feel good that we're gonna like.
Nah, I don't know, man. I don't believe it. I call Cap.
I mean, I guess only time will tell, huh?
Yeah, we got time tomorrow. I'm with it. I'm excited.
I don't think Triple H is gonna cart out the Godfather out there. Put him in. Even though, hey, I wouldn't mind seeing at least one Attitude Era guy. Fuck it, give me Steve Blackman. Fuck it.
No, give me Stone Cold. It's in Texas.
Stone Cold's already gonna be in a Rumble. I think everybody in their moms knows that.
What does everybody want?
Al Snow?
Yeah,
head. Al Snow! Al Snow!
Yo, bro. I love Al Snow.
Bring back Al Snow and Steve Blackman. Put him as a tag team.
So, real quick, a little funny. Every time I played the old PS2 wrestling games, all the time, into story mode or whatever, overwatching the old ones, Al Snow's always on. So, you know his theme. That's the first thing he says. What does everybody want? Yo, no matter where she is. Or you hear his wife be out of nowhere. Head. Yo, that shit has me fucking weak every time, bro. It's fucking hilarious. It's fucking great. Head. Because he always carried it. It's so fucking good. Just like him, and then on the fucking wedding announcer's name was like Al Snow with head. Oh, God. So fucking good. Nah, but you're right. Steve Blackman would be dope. Ken Shamrock? Oh. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
D'Lo Brown? He's looking at the real deal now.
Shaking his head and shit.
Yeah, that'd be fire. I don't know, man. I'm cool with that, bro. It looks like they're in that type of theme and feel as of late, so fuck it, why not? I'm down.
Bring in the A-Train.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh my god! A-Train with the derailleur! The derailleur! Oh, bring back Matt Morgan! Nathan Jones!
Nah, no!
Oh, god!
Bull Buchanan.
And you can have his son in the. You can have his son in the Rumble. You can have Brooks Jensen in the Rumble.
Huh?
You have Brooks Jensen in the Rumble.
That'd be fire. I'm with it.
Yeah, you can have Bull Buchanan and Brooks Jensen right in the ring together.
Or Julius Creed.
What was that?
Julius Creed.
I don't think they're gonna put him in the Rumble.
No NXTs. Carmelo.
I think Melo's getting a spot. I don't think they try to have the NXT title on the, you know, it's a dude brand or whatever. You know, so I don't see Bron Breakker being in the Rumble because doesn't that defy you the NXT title if he shows? You know, even though we know the Universal title and the WWE title is worth way much more than the NXT title, but
no, I don't think he's gonna be in it.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I think Carmelo Hayes is the next man up for it. or maybe Grayson Waller. Hey, I was in the Rumble, you know? Something
yeah,
like that. I can see either Grayson or Melo.
I can see that.
I can maybe JD. JD or Axiom, one of those guys.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe. I'm interested. It's going to be dope. I'm excited, bro.
Maybe Tyler Bate might show up. I don't know. He ain't got no program in NXT right now. So, who? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It could be anybody.
It could be.
They can probably snatch up two guys. Maybe Gacy.
Yeah, you think Jay White is going to be in it?
Jay White? Oh, God. I do. I got a feeling that somebody from New Japan is going to show up. I think a part of that deal for Carl Anderson to go back and the WWE be cool with it and everything like that. I think might have been a deal there. Great move. I just he's an old man. I don't. I mean, that'd be nice, but any of us really be excited about that? Really?
No.
The Great Muta age of 60 something years old.
No. Okay,
so WWE ring. So if they was to send somebody over here, I'd rather them send somebody from the from Japan to the States. Rather than send somebody young, at least. Young, right. That's in shape, that's in their prime, you know what I'm saying? Like a Jay White or Okada. And a Naito who is a free agent. So
who?
Naito. Tetsuya really? Naito, the leader of Los Ingobernables de Japón.
So, really?
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I would rather them send somebody like that. Kota Ibushi, I think, is a free agent, too.
So, oh, that's lit.
I mean, they said, isn't my man, what you call it?
You know what? That's so funny that you say that, because Ibushi did just say that Ibushi was like he wanted to revisit matchups with Shinsuke Nakamura. I think he said Shinsuke, Sami Zayn, and Finn Balor. I was like, oh, now that Triple H is back, maybe you think he got him to like strike a deal?
I doubt it. Kota likes to do his own thing.
True.
Like Kota likes to be a freelancer. He likes. And look, hey, if you can afford to be that, then you can do that.
That's true.
So, I mean, Kota likes doing his own thing. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to sign any type of deal or anything like that. But, I mean, if he's a free agent, you can show up at the Rumble. That's for damn sure.
True. Definitely true.
So, I think Nakamura will be back in the Rumble, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Nakamura's been gone off of TV for a while. The stuff with Muda's gone. So,
yeah. He beat him.
Yeah, so I think Nakamura will be back on TV
The
Rumble.
I'm with it.
Yeah,
It's gonna be exciting.
That's gonna be a lot of shit. So yeah, it's gonna be cool.
Yeah,
Uncle Howdy's gonna be in the Rumble,
huh?
Uncle Howdy's gonna be in the Rumble.
You think?
He's gonna throw out somebody.
Nah, I hope not. They should not do that. Don't put him in.
Uncle Howdy throws Axiom out of the Rumble. Ha ha, kid!
Nah, I'll be tight. Don't put him in.
Oh, man. Alexa Bliss is going to be in the men's Rumble.
What? Nah. Rhea Ripley said she wanted to be in the men's Rumble. I was like, nah, chill. You already beat up Akira. That's fine. Don't be fine, dude.
We got to tell these men to step their fucking game up, bro. Gotta tell some of these guys to step their fucking game up, man.
Yeah, imagine if you clothesline somebody like her height, like young.
Rhea Ripley, I could buy her against most of the modern day wrestlers. I could buy her against most of the men.
I agree. She's Aki.
Her and fucking Bianca.
For no reason.
Could buy it.
But like, you know what? It's cool though. They don't make her wrestle so much often.
No. Which is cool. I'm cool with that.
Me too.
Why does everybody have to wrestle every week?
It's cool because whenever she wrestles, it's like, damn, like they're making her like. Because it's always like she always steps in. Like now she's stepping in front of men all the time. Like it was Solo, before Solo's. Or is she always stepping up? She be picking up Luke Gallows and still like, come on, I don't want to hear nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Big ass, old grumpy ass. What?
So I'm good with her wrestling. uncle with her wrestling men and beating her up, and then hey, she gets a spot in the men's rumble. So I'm with fucking it. What?
Word, I'm with it. I don't mind that.
That's only if she doesn't win the women's Royal Rumble, because it wouldn't make any sense.
If she wins the rumble, yeah, that's fire. That's fire. Bet. That's fire. I like that, bro. Man. Well,
she can legit bench press half of the roster, bro.
Dead ass. Nah, you right.
Including two of her teammates there in Judgment Day. Sorry, Finn, we love you, but Rhea Ripley could probably toss your ass, dude.
You right. No, you're right, though. But, like, realistically, she'd whoop Dom's ass in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So, like,
Rhea Ripley for the Intercontinental title, damn it.
You know what? That'd be cool. If Rhea Ripley,
I want to see Rhea Ripley beat Gunther for the belt.
That'd be crazy.
I think she could do it.
I don't see why not. First woman to do it since China.
Oh my god, that'd be crazy. Girl, man. Aki,
and she could wrestle, bro. It's not like she's bum.
Yeah, I know.
She's not bum. She could wrestle. No. She could wrestle. It's not like she's like Jay Cargill Akin. Like, Jay Cargill game and Russell passed 8 minutes. Like, it's so bad. And then, and within those 8 minutes, she be botching. It's like, like that match with Nyla Rose. How you give Nyla Rose a bad match? Nyla Rose, she's one of the most reliable wrestlers they have.
Where's Nyla Rose, by the way?
Huh?
Nyla Rose wrestling a dark.
Bro, they always be making the good, the reliable AEW women wrestlers wrestle on the fucking YouTube shows, bro. It's so annoying. Yeah. All of them. Abaddon, Nyla Rose, fucking, like you said, this bum. It don't make no sense. But bum. You got fucking Red Velvet on Dynamite. I mean, on Rampage. Constantly. Why? My God. Can't even fucking clothesline a fucking wrestler outside to the fucking outside properly. God damn it.
Monty just naming the shit she can't do, right?
Like, come on. How you do your own finisher? How you do your somersault wrong? How you smack the fucking mat with your face? I connected it. Yeah, you damn right connected it. That face landed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but like, honestly though, back to what you were saying, bro. No joke. Uh-huh. You really could be IC champ. What? Come on. Yeah. Yo, that big boost you gave Akira on that Raw, bro. I was like, God damn. Realistically, that's like me trying to fight her. She beat me. But like, what? I'm done. I'm not trying to. No, bro, no. I'm not trying to fight. I'm going outside. Count out.
Remember, what's up with me, Monty?
Well, no. I'm good. Yeah, that's what I thought. No, you got it. I thought, and I found out. I caught it. Yeah.
Monty hopping over the barricade.
God damn, my back. I thought it was bad. Now it's worse.
She didn't even give me the riptide.
Not even give me the time of day. Back would be destroyed, shattered. Be just as glass as fucking Paige's neck.
Oh no.
Yeah, so Ryan, you gonna cast straights forever. Fuck out of here.
No.
But
not Sriracha. I mean Saran.
Yeah, I'm fucking weak. Nah, she's too pale to be Sriracha. Come on. Oh my god.
Saraya.
So dumb.
Oh good lord.
But yeah, I think that covers about everything.
Yeah?
I would say. Yeah, everybody,
we're not gonna talk about your favorite wrestling program?
No, remember, we're not roasting nothing, so I'm not even gonna mention it. I'm not even gonna mention it. All right.
All right.
Remember that. There's no roasting this week. Come on. I can't do it. Come on. I can't. And, don't start me up. I can't.
So we're not going to talk about how Impact Wrestling was okay with letting a senior citizen wrestle the X Division champion?
Oh, yeah.
Who
was he fighting? Man, they had a dude. Yo, they had a dude that shits his pants, literally. Got man diapers. Who's he fighting again?
Trey Miguel.
Oh my god. Fucking Trey Miguel. Oh my.
Oh man.
But yeah, be like, oh yeah, this is so good. So good. Watch it, please. Like, Stupid. Got Bully Ray, Tommy, fucking Dreamer. Oh my god. And then fucking now you got senior citizens fighting. Man, they're shooting his pants. Fuck? Oh, this is so good. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Come on, it's man. Like, check it out, bro. No. Why? It's a waste of time at night. Like, what? No. Come on. I'm gonna check out MLW.
It's like they're trying to find different ways to get us to talk about them.
MLW will give me more in an hour than they will give me in, I don't even know how long Impact is. Like
2 hours, I think.
Like, fuck out of here. No, I'm good. Fuck. No.
Monty, but you don't know what you're missing, man. It's a quality wrestling.
I know what I'm missing. Let me tell you something, brother. I swear to God, Mega James. Wait. Huh? Hulk? Is that you, Hulk? What are you talking about? Spray. Ew. Like, what? Bro. Fuck out of here, bro.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. That's priceless.
Terrible.
Speaking of MLW, MLW lost Myron Reed, man. Ah.
Where'd he go?
That's pretty damn interesting.
Where'd he go?
We don't know.
Ah.
I tell you what, though.
Huh?
If I'm Triple H, I'll be making a little phone call.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, Myron, we want to bring you in. You and Wesley, you know, I need MSK back somehow, some way. And let that be the end of it.
Amen. I feel that. Well, bro, this was fucking great. You know, I'll be I'll hook you up while the show's happening and shit. I hope everyone gets to enjoy. This is probably the best, most hype I've been for Rumble in like 2 years. No lie.
Oh yeah.
Because you got Cody coming back. They got some returns. I feel like you're right. You said a name that I think definitely is showing up, debuting, I would say, and that's Nick Aldis. I definitely think he's showing up. Excuse me. I think Zack Ryder is coming back too. I would hope Chris Masters pops up, no joke. And Carlito, I don't know if they are, but I hope so.
Yeah,
I want some cool returns. That's all. Cool returns.
Some different returns, man. Not the same old, you know.
All I know is
with the women, that's fine. With the women, I'm cool with the divas because they don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, fine, whatever. But with the dudes, I mean, these different returns, different surprises, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Because last year's was shite, completely shite. So, I agree. I will tell you, though. I will text you, shit, if all I hear is wrestling has more than one royal family. At number one, I'm like, shit. He's definitely winning the whole thing. He's definitely winning the whole thing. Because what? If they make a comeback at one and don't win, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I'll be tight. But who knows? But yeah, people, I hope you guys enjoy. It's gonna be fucking lit. Be safe. And good luck to whoever tunes in, supports your boys. You know, we really enjoy doing these. I've been having a blast doing them.
Sure.
Yeah, this starts off with perfect way to start off my weekend. And then get to win some pretty cool Funkos, I'd say. If I do say so myself. So, yeah, we appreciate the love and support. And you guys have a terrific weekend. And we'll be back for a post show.
That's right.
Hi, RJ. I'm a holla at you, brother.
Yes, sir. Likewise. Hey, be here.
Yes, sir.
We rocking out all weekend long, baby. Woo!
Everybody, make sure your life's always, always too sweet.
Too sweet.
Yes, sir.